Rishos Bnei Chaburo. Sugya Chinuch, Senon Shin on Gimel. We'll start with Indian, start off with five big questions and go both from that. First question is, what is the Gedder of the Torah? Second, what is the source for this Indian? The third is, who's Mechuyit Mechanech? Is the father or the mother, to the son or to the daughter, on the children or the parents? Fourth question, to what age is Chiyuv Chinuch? Let's say you're 51 years old, is your father after Mechanech you? The fifth question is, Halach is negate to the daf, so it comes out practically over here. First question, what is the gedder of being mechanech a kid? The way of the yeshiva like clearing it, is the story the cotton is lav b'nei mitzvah, or is the cotton lav b'nei oynish? Explain, that means at certain times by mitzvah, so example noshim, mitzvah says is my gromo. Isha, when she does it, according to Amosh, even makes a bracha. However, there's no chayis to go do it. That means there is a mitzvah out there. There's no chayis. You gave the lavin. You have a mitzvah, not mechal Shabbos. However, kuach nefesh, but to the chuyo, as Oyles Rachman of Patri, is not responsible for it. Person puts a gun to head, not responsible. The one question is he said over here that a person is allowed for the English, you're not responsible for it? What he said is, a guy, let's say he does a mitzvah, he picks up the dalminim, he shakes it. Kalam Moshe Tshuva, Bethlehem Rambam says, the guy does a mitzvah as lafum, it's nothing, zero. Not like it's an mitzvah of Eitzah like Noshem. It's not even a parsha b'chal. So the question is it cotton lav b'nei mitzvah? I mean, not a parsha or lav b'nei oynish? They point out the Gemara in Ben Sera Moyo, they parak is an edgin. The words of them, the Mishnah says it over, cotton potter. Shloif bolachal mitzvahs. He's not in the parsha of mitzvahs. Yet the Gemara Nida when it says over, calls it lav nei oynishin. In the stipler, Nivomis and Simulam Aleph, he wants to make him a chlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Brachos and Daf Yom Ches. Is he sort of here lav nei mitzvah or lav nei oynish? Go with one Aleph. Come with a Moshe. He writes in Shuvah a couple of times. He's coming from a sukkah on the 24th parak of Shabbos. Over there, it starts off discussing someone who has a money purse on Er Shabbos, leading to Shabbos. What should he do with it? The Mishnah says, first give it to Goy. If not to Goy, to the Behemoth. If not Behemoth, then give it to Kesar HaKotan. What am I waiting for the race of above? Give it to HaKotan. That's a Moshe. What's he say to HaKotan? Is HaKotan Be'ethan that isn't a vero? But on Zachor HaPatri, it's Lav Nei Dasninu. But no, there is no vero. What's a time that if he say to HaKotan Be'ethan that isn't a vero, he is responsible. Because the chiyah lava oinu is rachmanu is patrik and says sugev oinu is lava das. How in the world can you, the gadol, give the cotton this money purse? If you're even the iser or the evil, it's a mishul. Again, the cotton is not responsible for it. Alma, you come down with the yisoy that the idea of a cotton is part of mamash. She's not the getter of mitzvahs at all. This yisoy, the vozvah this way, the cotton be'etim is not, there is a mitzvah, is lava das, not a choy for it. For him, the mice is this came mitzvah over here.
Why
did that
promise?
What? He says no, but okay.
That's how I said no. Why would he just be by lavin? By mitzvah saseh, it could be just like a nashim and make a bracha.
Yeah, there could be the three levels over here, but I'm just going to hold my life right now. Now, building upon this, said lavin mitzvah, when she asked the best of me in Kashmir Ramah, the more really says these words over here, then a cottage shikla of it. Over Al Sharbet, Bekat Nusoy, says the Mitzvah Ramah, Ain't Sark Chuva Kishikil. There's no Din Chuva, which makes a lot of sense. No Din Chuva, Labne Mitzvah. We call Makam Tovle Shikabal Asma Ezid of the Chuva. The question is, if it's not a Vero, that's why they need to do Chuva, so why Makam Tovle go to Chuva? It makes a lot of sense, Labne Mitzvah Nenu, he's not responsible, so what's the Hemshif? We call Makam Tovle. So Moshe answers, Be'etzim to the Makar of the Amor is coming from Shumash Adeshan. Shumash Adeshan inside says, Be'etzim, you're right, he's lovely mitzvah. However, the word Shumash Adeshan is Simen Ra that happened through the case of a cotton. The word of the Bachel there, he says it over, it says, Tumum Mitzad Hara, Magazel Chiv Adei Chiv. Now, it seems to be different, you say this among the Mephoshim, that even though things that you're not responsible, you're not even your client, but at the end of the day it happened through you, still Toivloi to go do an act of Tshuva. For example, the Kavitz Ha'oros of Shmuel Chonon in the back, behind Yevamos, his first article they're discussing the Kal negate the mitzvahs and the various. He said by mitzvahs two chalokim. The idea of doing the mitzvah of parol, taking the lulav, that taking it the second chalok mitzvah tzius kavono, having more doing fakach baruch hu. The negate the various. He said also there's two things: by parol doing the avera, and the second thing is the fact that we build against the kadosh baruch hu. He says the other marishon, he ate from etzadas, ma'isa he did the avera, and then they did shuvah gemurah. Tshuva Gemurah, if so, why this mission in the world? So, there are two things. Tshuva Gemurah, Echanami, you took back the rebellion. Tshuva Gemurah. The end of the day, the pula that happened through you and the Kadosh Baruch Hu did not want to happen is a metzias in the belt of Ingar Misa. That means that when you kill a person, shoot him with a gun, and you feel terrible after you did Tshuva Gemurah, at the end of the day, he's dead. Same thing when an act happens in the world Kadosh Baruch Hu does not want. Lab ne mitzvah, lab ne oinish, not by archai, it's nothing to do with you. But the pula was not supposed to happen over here. At the end of the day, there's a tzitz over here. At the end of the day, there's a tzitz, a semira happened through you, tumu mitzara, and therefore a person should go do tshuva over here. Second question, the wisdom of Korva Chinuch. So the Shiva Shemesach right now is Sukkot. The other one is the idea of Chinuch on the face of Bait, but the Sukkot of Eleni Amalko. Eleni Amalko, she had built a Sukkot, she had inside of it with her in the Sukkot, this queen, with her, Eleni Malka had it with her seven sons. The Gemara says over there that Eleni Malka sat inside with his seven sons, and the Rabbi Yehuda wants to be a raya, the Sukkot of Ma'ilam Esrim is kosher. First Mishnah, because the Sukkot of Ma'ilam Esrim. The Gemara says over there she had seven sons, Va'oid, Komaser, Lo Osa, Elo Apicha Chomim. Explains the Gemara, what do you mean, Va'oid, Apicha Chomim? Even though you might think that the only Kitanim, and even though the Gilech Chinuch, the Ma'isa didn't drop on over here, Mashmon, Eleni Malka kept her sukkah for the time over here, even though as she kept her abundant of chinuch. So we see clearly from the Gemara that Eleni Malka kept her abundant, which is the mitzvah of chinuch. So you have a makor, the person point out, the chinuch is the abundant. Aleph. Why they point out later on in sukkah daf chalches, the Mishnah we discussed is where's the makor for cottage gila chinuch to be inside the sukkah? The Gemara brings that posik kol. Kol, the rabbis of the ketanim. Frech the Gemara, I ketam gila chinuch midah bolinu. And the Gemara ketam the kroah that smacht ba'almo. We have another Gemara in Chagigah and Abdalad, kol zechorcho, ilu regal, to mechai v'kotim yu ilu regal. Frech the Gemara, I ketam gila chinuch midah bolinu. And ketam the Gemara says, a smacht ba'almo. So we have a clear Gemara, the idea of chinuch is only in dinu ra'bolinu. Where's the makar for the ra'bolinu? This says Rambam, the Ritva, up in the Gemara Kedushin and Aflamid, therefore, the Mishavu over here, and the Choshukhan Salah, what he said to be in the Chinuch, Chanoich Lenar Api Darkoi. So, Pasha's idea of Chinuch, it did not bother me. The show is really 2 points. Number one, Balabatish. How in the world do we expect a kid for 13 years of his life to do whatever he wants? All of a sudden, he turns 13. You have to become every mitzvah with all his halachas, the kirkel, when you don't have mechanicham. I mean, do you know when a guy wants to megar, some years till comes a yid, you have to learn all the lochas, all the protim, a couple of years over here, and the cotton, do whatever you want, 13 years, bar mitzvah, you have to do all the lochas. How can be, now we have to cycle. Second, the camp of numerous makaris, that seem to say it's the raiso, kuomikor, kovetzheim negeris, he has little letters, negeris lamed, he writes, to be din tairo, mechaib kol ish mi yisro lechalach et bonov. So is it deraiso or derabonon? Where is it coming from? So the Sfarim seem to say, come out the same yesoid, they get a chinuch for really two aspects. It's the idea over here of being margul b'poil, get a kid to go do it practically. It's the idea of yedias ha-Torah, yedias ha-mitzvah, tell them what to go do. That means you tell a person what to go do, you learn Torah, Torah is mainly day ma'iso. Therefore, says the Ramban on the pasuk Yishnan Tumul Vanecha, she did return with Chudonma Vivicha. Says the Ramban is a chukas oilon daris seichem and kindness. Ve'ich yodu oisem loynol v'dom. The Ramban writes, avad you have to go teach them, because if you don't go teach them, how do they know about Bashu? What to go do? So the pasuk Yishnan Tumul Vanecha is telling you midaraisa what to go do. It's an idea of Torah. The Reim on the pasuk Yishnan Tem says, teach them what Torah umitzvus. The smag. Chavetz Chaim in another letter, he writes, the idea to mechach bonim b'mitzvahs, he says, we're one pasuk mishnat mulav necho, a second pasuk l'matim oitzim espanechem, a third pasuk l'man desapu b'ozim bincho, a fourth like Yishalcha Bincha, Abik Yilitz Bizar, numerous psukim that didn't there I saw. The Bishimu and Simon Rish Chazvah, we examine the Chancham Limna Toyo Bekima Mitzvahs, like you said, with the Mantam Oitzibus Bnechem. In Mizchor, they're bringing, read the psukim slowly, there are two different ideas over here. The idea of Yediyah to know what to go do. That means you tell a kid, every sukkis, you take his hand and pick up and shake the lulav b'poil, you don't tell him anything, he won't know what to go do in terms of a mitzvah. It's not, you do things to him, you put out sentences, you won't know what to go do b'poil. Without the idea, it's nothing. With the idea, you can do it, it's much harder. To be margulim comes together. That means it's in your abundance to be margulim b'poil, to put on the sentences, put on the tefillin month beforehand, to do the loch to get the abaminim, shayfe, b'poil. But the icky side in their eyes is ideas. You have no what to go do over here. Not to blow nothing. Not to blow something from Eichem. That's why the case we have to get them their eyes. Therefore, when the Gemara discussing the oil regal, that's for poil. That's for abonon. The lady mark the sukkah, that's for poil. That's for abonon. The ideas about this is in their eyes. The Chavetz Chaim does right. They point out that it might be to get to Mitzvahs Petrolius is a dinder abonon for poil. But the mechanech them in the moon of the day of Simchat Torah, that Abad is there, I saw. That's bullshit. You have no the Bar Eilam. But this Mahalach, the Chor can answer Kash Lo Eilam, I say, asking the Gemara Kedushin, it's Yiduadik, or Braisa, he says, our father's Mechayim do five things for the kid. He's a chib to do Milo, pin na ben, teach Torah, marry off a wife, and teach him a job. And those want time even to swim. The question everyone likes asking, what's the first thing a person you would ask him, what does the father have to do for a child? The first thing you would say is, Mechanechem. But it's not the Braisa. The Braisa says, again, Milo, Pinyaben, Torah, marriage, but don't say Chinuch. Where is Chinuch in the Braisa? So, that's you look at the Medrash, and Bamidbar Rabbah, he writes the case, he doesn't write Mitzvah. But the Braisa of Austin Kedushin does not say the case of Mitzvah. So they point out, Luchur was saying now, the Ikki side of Chinuch, Batsim, is Filimla Torah. And Torah does say, just as enough of a branch of that Torah would have been wasted through that, the idea to be margul b'poil, that's a sofa to the Abchinef, which is Limna Torah over here. So the Limna Torah is the mitzvah that does say what a fellow has to go do, and in that is the idea of being mechanic a child, with thy sofa of Chinef, as I state in the Bible. The third question, who is the Chinef Chinef put upon? And really, there are three parts to this question. Is it only to your son, even to your daughter? Is it only the father, or even to the mother? Is it only the parents, or even the children? Explain each one. Go through each one. First, the question, is it only to your son, or even to your daughter? The Makar for this question, the reason why it says it's not to your daughter, come with Magavram, and it brings down up here the sugya in Nozer, the Machalikis of Yechon and Meshlokish, can you make your daughter a Nazira? Comes out, decides to say your daughter is not a zero, she's not under your jurisdiction. Therefore, a person has no din to mechanech their daughter. The Mogavam's maskana is the maaseh, you do have a chiv to mechanech your daughter. Either you could say the pasul like a b'yechna, or you could say even according to Shlok, which says no din is zero, negates the zero specifically by daughter, and not negate the chinef b'chlolius. A second reason why I can maybe argue the point, why is that to your son, not to your daughter? Once you understand what we said before, the whole idea of chinuch is an outgrowth of Torah. Who do you have to mechanuch for Torah? Bek your sons, and not your daughters. So it could be over here, cultic in the home, in the rice of Dickin. The title over here to say, daft your sons, not your daughters. You should not to move left, leave Torah, daft your sons, not your daughters.
Did we say that the rice is really the ideas of Torah?
Right.
So
not limud Torah, but that's the ideas Torah they do have to. That could be the half of, you know, the side over here. Could be we're saying Echlam is the reason why not that way. That's the two sides over here. I mean, Echlam is Chavetz Chaim being down, Be'aloch and Tzim Ben Vav, why don't Nosh make Birchas Torah for? So there's three truths. One kid says they say Parsha Atomet. Women have to say Parsha Atomet, which is a Musa to the men over here who don't say it. The women need Shlotim. But one of you said, because my sister never did the ideas Torah for knowing what to go do practically, they're lochas. You have to weigh his three children for it, right? It doesn't sound like it's clear as the Limud Torah over here. But again, that's it's sad. The Maskon is the way the Magavon comes out, Maskon, you have to even teach your daughters. The Maskon, words of Mishabrua, it's very clear. He said, the Chalech Bonov Ubenoysel, the son of Shai Tzin, why? Maskon Zachoidim. Avadu Paskin, clearly we have to Machalek Sire sons and Sire daughters. My five sons, my five daughters. That's Machalek. A second question is, there's not a father, or even the mother over here. So, the sword to say it's dafka on the father, come on the Mesh Chochman, he says, it's like Torah. And the Torah is on who? On the father, not the mother. It says, Chakir Lev, Kol Tikkin Rabbanim, Kain Deraisa Tikkin. Anything that's Chinuch Rabbanim Apoyal, maybe like the Deraisa. That's the Shakis for over here. Maisa, come on the Mogar Ram over here, because I'm a Chalik Shushanim. The reading of the Torah Shushanim wants to say, Daf by the father. Come on the Mogar Ram, and he has a Raya from Melania Malko. He says, no, give me the case of the mother over here. Shushanim, the way the Mogar Ram is Maskona is, he wants to tell us only the father, Ayelenia Malka, the Chumash, is Machmer upon herself. And the place can go this way, the Yavis, the Prim Godim, the Chido, the Graz, even Ostromach and Shuvo. Agam, Kamu Mechadashani, he says that that's the gate to Mitzvah's Papoil. He says, the Vater, to Mechanech and Yir Shemayim, the Vater is Mutter upon the mother. How do we know? Atitis Mutteris Imecho. So, Vater Yishemayim, a Vater from the mother. He can argue the point, but that's what he says. When the gate of Papoil, that's a dark on the father, not the mother. Atzad Hasheni. Those who want to argue the points. Kolak Tesis, Tesis Shabbos, Torah Shabbos. The way the Mishabur brings down, say over here, inside the Hilchot Kippurim, Yesh Machrenim. It's not clear. Mishabur is not a psak over here. Those who are Achrenim say the mitzvah is also put upon the mother. Right? Still Hilchot Kippurim, those who say also upon the mother. Now, it speaks out, looking at the Chumash session inside. And the Yitash Yishonim, the matter of premise, speaks out very clearly, a bad of a mother is mechanech, but she gets a mitzvah. But she has a mitzvah. But to go do the mitzvah, but she has a chiyuv to or not, it's interesting, Mishmur is not paskin. He has two sides over here, Mogar Ram says yes, Tosh Shabbos says no, Mishmur says yesh, my friend says he also upon the mother.
If there is no father,
does she have a mother? I hear. Elan Yaman, what was that? Mishmur Asmol says, I don't know. A third question that my kids like are disagreeing with me or arguing with me is chiyuv put upon the parents or even on the children? Biadavar, strange question. But when I tell my kids to go do something, I have a 2-year-old right now, and a 7-year-old, and a 10-year-old. So these kids right now, do they tell me, Tati Venus, thank you for being mechanech me, but we'll do whatever we want? Tati, you're right. We're supposed to go do this. I'm a kid. I'm loved by the mitzvah. She taught me very well, and I can go do whatever I want. Is chiyuv chinuch put upon the kid? They have to listen. Do I say or do I want either one? The kid have to listen. Is it put upon the children? Is chinuch put upon children? I actually, when I was in high school, I had a kid who was in the 9th grade, who was actually skipped a couple grades, and he told his father, I'm not listening. He told us out because you're a chinuch, you're not me. That's the first time I heard the question. I'm like, what? I was in high school already.
Taught it very well.
I don't think you do that one. Like, he's a smart kid. It's a great question.
It's if the child has to listen.
It's part. We'll speak it out. What's the answer?
It's
part of the mitzvah.
It's part of the mitzvah. You
want to hurdle?
I hear.
Now, to be clear, of course, father knows best, and to get back to my father, we always have to listen to our parents. That's not a question. And if this is a recording, we are abader, we listen to our parents because they're mamish messiah. But technically, so Batsim, when we learn Sugir Brochis and Daf Memches and then Ochaim and Simkuf Beivav, it's about Chlikshav Lir Shonim Rashi and Toysvis. Yigmor speaks out in the gate when a child, when he eats, and he's going to bench Al Schinach. And the father also eats and he's going to bench, but he's not Mechaim Bidereisas Kdeisvio, he only ate a Kashir Kazayas Kashir Kabayam. Could a cotton bench who has a Svio and have his father listen to him? Al Shmeik, I know. He's Mikhaim, because they're the same level there. He's Drabonli, he's Drabonli. Come on, Rashi. Rashi says the kid cannot bench for the father. Why? Because Chiv Chinuch is only on the parents, and the kid has zero mitzvah. Now he has a Drabonli. He has nothing put upon him. Nothing. The Rabban, the Ritzvah, the Miri, they want to say maybe the Rambam goes this way. And as far as they point out, Api Rashi and Nidah Adaf involved, is that where's the Makar to Mikhaim Drabonlis? It's also me, Minu small. Possible lois osur. So the kid have lois osur. There's no way to mechayiv drabonim upon the child. No mechayiv drabonim lois osur. Haki mechayiv with labba kabulei mitzvahs. They can't be mechayiv on drabonim. They have no possible lois osur put upon them. Difficult. Rashi comes along and says a kotel is not meshubah to go listen. There's no chiyuv upon the gedchenach. That's not a sheni. Tosef over there disagrees. So he has to answer the sugi differently over there. First, how they paskin Rashi or Tosfos? The Betzal B'Chokhmah and Shuvah, and he writes the Ikir as Rashi. He says, "We write Rishonim, we write Paiskim." The Omer Hazdin was true as that way. Even the Balei Shulchan Yodei Simukov Yod says the Ikir is like Rashi. Loch's children have no din chinuch. Atzal Hasheni, the word of the Ksav Sefer and Shuvah, he writes, "Roiv Kol Rishonim, Kol Hakaisvus." Masham says also, "Kol Paiskim, Kol Hakaisvus." I'm not sure you have Roiv on one side, Kol on the other side. Later, Ma'aser, we have Machlekim on Rishonim, Machlekim on Paiskim. What the Ikir Malach is, the children have a din chinuch put upon them. The question really is 2 points. Number one, how do you put chinuch upon the kid if you go like Taisus? And number two, even the chiv is on the father, is it true that kids don't have to listen? Even the is chinuch is only on the parents. And children, my son, is it true they can tell their parents, you do what you want to do, I lock myself up in the room and do whatever I want, I can eat surim, do mechal shav, do whatever I want? Is that true? So Stipler, and Kilis Yaakov, and Yibamas, and Laman Aleph, and Shlom Dam, and Cheshlem, and Shuva, others come along with you, so that either way, children have to listen, not to tell us also. Rots Nasha. Some Shalom Zama, the Gevaya, the fact that parents can hit the children, mechanic them, about that we know what Hashem wants over here. That means a 10-year-old, 11-year-old, 12-year-old knows that's what Hashem wants. And about that, if you listen, says the Kerbet Shurim, in the Chelik Beis, he's discussing how is there abundance on a guy. Guy is no Lois Osir. He said, you know why? Because that's Rots Nasha. People Chon and how in the Sumo, is a drabonos. A sumo has no lab, only essays. Rabbi Yudashit, I think. So he says, you know why? Because Rotsan Hashem, Chazal put upon you. How far I take the Yisrael of Rotsan Hashem, there's a Chavetz Chaim, Lekute, Amorim, and Perk Yubayz. It brings out the Sukin Yavomis and discusses when a goy is Megara that comes a Yid. The Gemara brings down that the Hog is that we shepherd them. We bother them. Question is why? It says Gemara, Pnei Sha'achalis Gairu. The Kudum came in Gerah 20, the Kudum came in Gerah 30. Now, we try to push away Gerah. Explains to Chavetz Chaim why it says a Tmiya. Because it came in Gerah a little bit later, a year, 2 years, 10, 20 years later, we shepherd them for it. Why? Because it says, once we know already this person has a Seif HaYosher, he has the clarity to see the MS, the fact that Gam, he came in Gerah later on, he deserves to get punished over here. People like, well, he has no din to come yet, push away from coming yet. But if he can understand how far to grasp a yid, I don't call Hoya Hoya of Yir, there's a Bar Olam over here. He's attacked by the Chalish by Kodesh Kulam, he only did it 5 years later. The Gemara is saying, we should ask this guy over here. Because that's the Rosh Hashem. And he has no English because of it. Rishon LeSharm writes the Gerta Chasidus. Chasidus is what? Something you don't have to go do. But since Rishon LeSharm, if you have the Madrego, you're Mechoy to go do it. If you have the level, you know that's Rosh Hashem. It's not just Chassid, it's a Milo. At your dag, you have to go do over here. So it seems to be over here, the Yisrael also negate the children. Whether it's in the Chinuch, practically or not, you can say either according to Tosfos, where the Chinuch coming from, Mitzvah Rosh Hashem, or even according to Rashi, is no Chinuch. But at the end of the day, they have to listen, because we know that's Rosh Hashem.
Hashem,
I know. I'm saying maybe that's the Makor. Let's say it was Makor.
What kind of
chiv
is the
Rosh Hashem? Again, I just said a ger gets punished for a body that left him a ger. No, I said 10, 11, 12. I had no seichel. As Vekas, I said 10, 11, 12 to take away not to my 2-year-old or 4-year-old. I have no seichel. I'm asking.
13.
No. A 10-year-old knows.
The
you tell the kid not to eat trafis. No, not to eat trafis. He goes through and lock himself up and eat trafis. He knows not supposed. No, that's not what's not sure. He knows. 10-year-old. When you were 10.
And 12 is Mufa Kamachleish. He's not Aish.
You're saying they have zero das.
That's what the Torah is saying.
That's not what the Torah says. The Torah said they have certain
only
level
only
das.
Told, maybe.
You're Mech. What? Okay. Yeah, I think you mean the fact that come and see it. Shavuot
says by Kotanayim, his father didn't eat this week.
It sounds like a thing afterwards. A fourth question. Until what age is the age of chinuch? Let's say a person is 51 years old for some reason, and the father might be in the chavura, and he always likes being orim, chinuch things over here. Is there a din of chinuch at that age already? So I'm being very biased over here, but let's go to the shittas. First, there's a mishnah berurah in Siman Reish Chaf Hei on the bracha of Bakshe B'Shanim O'Inshizeh. Why would a person make this bracha for? Says the Chavetz Chaim, because until now, there's din chinuch. After 13 years old, there is no din chinuch anymore. He says it might be a sugya of terchocha, like every person over here. There is no din chinuch. They were the chodeshani over here, and Shem Gimel brings it down. There is no din chinuch past the age of 30. The shiloh, the Moshe, the Igris Moshe, or Chayim Chilk Vav, the newest one, also in Kol Rom, or Dibas Moshe, is a question. The Gemara of Kedushin, Yidua, the Aflamet, brings down that until what age should a child get married? Either one Mad Yomis from the age 16 to 22, second Mad Yomis from 18 to 24, and it brings down mitzvah the pasuk chanoich lenara pi darker. Chinuch over here. So Moshe was passed by mitzvah. He chanoch the kid till 22 till 24. So you see clearly the gedar of chinuch was even passed by mitzvah. He quotes the Mishnah Berurah and he says tzorich in gadol. Klar tomorrow over here. So where Reb Chaim Gvievsky wants to answer and Chodesh Shani come out the same way is what these pshat in the Gemara is chinuch stops at 13. But the side of chinuch is you're supposed to mechanech api darkoi. That means all these children books had to mechanech children are good bekalias, but every single kid is different, and everyone learns the hard way how every single kid of mice is different. Each one you have to be tailor made for each one. What to mechanech him in? When to type this one? How to deal each one? Each one is different over here. That's clear. That yisayit shavoi, that pasuk when a kid's less than 13, take it also negate to marriage. That means the concept of api darkoi. The Gemara is saying also negate the sugya marriage. The concept. Maisa, we have one malach, chinuch, so the Mishabura stops at the age of 13. Maisa, the way I'm Moshe coming to answer, he understands chinuch goes until past that. He says, negate the chinuch, the two chalokim. There's ben adam l'chaveroi, and there's ben adam l'mokon. Negate the ben adam l'chaveroi, that stops at bar mitzvah. Once he has the zeta toim inside of him, he takes care of himself. Until that age, the Maisa Yunus is responsible, and therefore he's saying, Bosh Mishrani, they took off the Ben Omel Chaver aspect, and therefore neget Nachmina Ben Tumafaisim on Yom Kippur, lest you not Mechanachim, the Yom Ben Omel Chaver. Past that age of 13 onwards, you have a Gedo Ben Omel Mokhan. That's a personal thing. You have to Mechanach a child, even past that age, also Ben Omel Mokhan, to help him out practically. A third idea over here, coming to Bala Itter, he brings down that a child, when he turns 13, he puts on tefillin and not beforehand. It says, Ramah brings down in the Arachayim Simon Lamed Zayin, that a person does not put on tefillin before the age of 13, ve'ein l'shanis. Ve'ein l'shanis. The Maisel Oilu via puts on tefillin either a month beforehand, the Yaki 3 months beforehand, and somehow we are Mishana. Maisel affect the Mishnah Berurah, affect the Pimagodim, Ad the Gemara writes, Mechanech them for tefillin. Hak the Balitur and Ramah Paskin, Bein l'shanis from 13 and onwards. You machanach the tefillin. Where's the chinuch of a poel to miraglim? Besides the tish, way miraglim in the mitzvah. So people don't want to answer. I'm talking about when a kid has 13 without two siris. That's the teretz. Mishmuel does not like it. He has his own teretz. Come on, Chaim in his mesech the tefillin the way he wants to answer. He wants to tell him there are two types of mitzvahs. The mitzvahs the ma'aseh where the child does not need a parent. Past the age of 13, tell the kid not to steal. He steals. Nothing to do with a parent. You do not need a parent to help him out with the idea of not to steal. Negate the idea of tefillin, kid has no money. Negate the sugya of marriage, you need a parent to help you out. Negate the sukkah, you need a parent over here. While they have the need, they have the means of helping out a child, the child cannot do it by themselves. So the Chaim, when does the get of chinuch negate your parent after bar mitzvah? That's negate the thing when they need the parents, they cannot do it by themselves. Things that you do not need the parents, then the child is chlami. They're responsible. The zarcha is over there. It comes out. What?
That's the
demand. Yeah, that's his answer.
Okay,
I'm calling Simon Lamed Zayin. Now, so the Maaseh comes out in the Ger, to Chinuch, the really, the three different sheets over here, either the Chodz Chaim, when it stands, he says, until Bar Mitzvah, the Mishkof, hey, past that, there is no Ger of Chinuch. But Moshe says, past the age of Chinuch, or Bar Mitzvah, still you have Ger of Ben Mokon. And then Chaim comes out, the Maaseh, it depends if you need the parents or not need the parents over here. The fifth shell is, what is that exactly is the Ger of Chinuch? Again, one of the ways, like Klerget, was doing Sukkah Daf Beis over here in the Yeshiva Shem Sechta, everyone's asking the same question. Is the Gedder of Chinuch to Mechanachim with all the Dikdukim, what they call the Mitzvah Yeshana, the exact way of doing it? Or you Mechanach them, for Klerius, mitchadosho, where's Rashi and Sugda Beis, to miraculum. What are you going to do here? For example, Lochan Tavresh and Ches, a discussion with the negate to the Dalaminim. Do you have to get him the Dalaminim mamash kosh like a godel? Not discussing Mahudr. Kosh like a godel? No, you give him an esrik. It looks that way, the mice, that's enough. Come on, Mogar Vami writes over there, his words are Heksha Gomer Kegodel. Just like a Godel has its Kolom, its Gedarim over here, same mitzvah Yishono, that's on the Godel, who in the case of a Kotom. Over the entire Vishnu Ches, come on, the Mishnah Bureau, brings down a Mordechai in the Arzuru and discussing the gate to Sugo of being borrowed, Alulo. First day, Alulo has to be Lechem. So the question is, can you give a Lulav to a cotton and not be machnitim. So then again, chutz laretz, by us in exile, it's only one day. Chutz laretz, you machnitim, how do you get it back? What do you go do? You have different kids over here, how do you machnitim one to another? How do you go do that? So come on, the Chavetz Chaim brings down from Mordechai the Arzu and says, give a lulav, it won't be lechem, you're being margul into the mitzvah, and you're not making the mitzvah, no problem. But they call it mitzvah chagosho. You margul, he learned to go pick up a lulav. He just doesn't know, he's not Makai in the Mitzvah here. He has two sheets over there, but the Ramosh comes up, shot to the Mishnah Berurah, he's a Mitzadu Lohokal. That means the Magavram is saying it's a Mitzvah Yishono, and whatever a Gadol does, a Katan does. Mashenki, the Mishnah Berurah, the case of Lulo, that Shu'ul over there, does not need Lacham, he's a Mitzad Lohokal. Ramosh has.
It's so bad.
We'll get to. No, what does it get him? Kind of be miracle. How Chazal be getting. No, what is the chinuch shabai? The get of chinuch is chazal put on upon you the mitzvah yishanu like a gadol, or just a margulah? In the drabbanon, what did the drabbanon do over here? They said whatever gadol has a katanes, or no, new concept. Get used to it. Moshe, when he brings it down, he has numerous chuvas about. He has six nafkaminas, mentioned a bunch of them. For example, he discusses, I think a chuva to Tarim Masaro. Could they have a mixed class over here? Of boys and girls, kids are 9, 10, 11, can I mix class over here? So the first machlokes mishabura versus the magavram, it comes out called the magavram, it's the kulo. Because a kid who's, let's say, 10 years old, no baya the shmatim called the rab, no baya lechsa surur, he has no time over here. Therefore, since it's whatever by the ishana, by the god will be a bear cotton, it must be motor. Mashen called the mishabura, the idea is to be margolim, they make him get used to it. If you have the mixed classes in 4th grade, he'll have mixed class in 8th grade. That's nisr. Called the Mishnah Berurah, Ma'aseh Be'Osur. At the end of the day, Moshe comes out, Roy V'Achrin go like the Magavram, and therefore he tells Tarmus, it can't be Asim Adinui. We have the Magavram over here. We sign up upon it. Lochi cannot mix classes, because it didn't, is no Issa, no Nishmata, and the Kot of this age. Master Kiddush. A second afternoon, Moshe speaks out, the greater case of Tzitzis has been a Kot in Roy Shavu Rubai.
What should
we say? One Shavu says that way. He says, Roy V'chaim, all the way, can ask him a dinai. He has another case, negated tzitzis, halacha is negated godel, that's be Roy Shiv Rubai. On the Kotom, that also be Roy Shiv Rubai. So Moshe, it depends. According to the Magavram, that's be Roy Shiv Rubai. According to Mishavur, be Margulim, it's not be Roy Shiv Rubai. So here comes that, there's a chumma by the Magavram. A third and a half community of Moshe. Let's say some passed away, Sugi Vavelis, Sugi negated Kriya. So he said, according to the Magavram, whatever by God, by cotton, has the din of Velas, din of Kriya. When Mishmuri says, who says he'll ever have it again? Maybe no pass away by him, won't have din of Kriya over here. They want to have it with Mishmuri, maybe Yishlod, and there's no din to miracle him. A fourth Nafkimino, there's a Shiva who want to have a minion of Ketanim in the class. 11-year-olds David with a minion, Kusha, Kaddish, everything. So he said, according to Magavram, Bat Sosser, according to Mishmuri, well, what's the baya? Be Magalim to have a minion over here. The government not doing anything over here. So there's not enough Camino. In a place when they want to do the field of Apayim, Tachton, when there is no Sevetario. Now, put Ersol and Yishlam to the side, they seem to be doing anyway without Sevetario. But in America, no one doing the field of Apayim without Sevetario. So said, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the loch is, you be Magal, the Seder, could the Magalim of Chosh be Osir. Those are his not Caminos. I think you said clearly the point over here. And I can argue about a lot of them. That's how he sets them up. They do point out, look, there's a serious Mishnah Berurah. There's one Mishnah Berurah, the Be'aloch, at the end of Tuf Reish Nun Zayin, he discusses the Dalaminim. His words are, Poshet, Tzorach, Shia, Dalaminim, K'shem, K'moy, B'Gadol. Poshet, you have to have the Dalaminim, Kosh, like a Gadol. The very next Simon, discussing the case of Shulah, He says that Moshe is mitzad lohokel to be mekel. That means you cannot have black dots upon it. Has to be an ester, cannot be a case of 11 over here. And yet, he can only be a case of she'ulo. First, I find him, the steer is Mishnah Brura, because he has to be, is it mitzvah yeshono or mitzvah kadosho? So the two mahalakim among the svarim, sukkah bottom brings them both down. One of them brings down from the emek sukkah, and what's tied is a chilik whether it's nicker or not nicker. That means you have an ester with marks upon it, the kid sees that it's not exactly what my tati has. When it's nicker, and we see the differences over here, that's a bayah in the Yisrael Chinuch. When I see, let's say, the tzitzis, you know, it's not the same size, but it's rubai, or any case where they see the difference. The things that are not nicker, Lachem doesn't know anything, sees nothing over here, they not know it's shulo, that they want time to mice and smutter. If you make the problem, that's the question. It's all the same question. It's all the same shalom. The same, another malach, I'll say in the afternoon, is one mitzvah the gavra, one mitzvah the cheftzah. One of the esek is gorgeous, amazing, terrific. Lulav is amazing. But who's the problem? The kid's the problem. He, the maisa, or the matzav is by him. He doesn't own it by himself. It's not the gav, not it's not the chavtzo. If you know which teretz to give, let's say you have an esek that's a murkov. Maisa, is it nicker? It's not nicker. Is it by the chavtzo? Is it by the chavtzo? By the teretz to give, is not going to give a kid a lemon or a murkov if you can and can't. At the end of the day, what Moshe says, to get to numerous of the cases, discussing by the Avraminim, which was Mitzad Lachol, says that there's the get in Europe, where people have no money, they're Vanias. It's in Eretzol, we live in Ravkos, we're talking about Chosla, that's in New York, America. If you live in Ravkos, we have all the Irish guys over there. About it, the correct thing is to get every single person to own the Avraminim over here, not to get involved in the Shalom, Achlis, that place came of Shula, not Shula, Lechem, Hadi Makna, Matal Masla Hagzer, Hadi give one kid to another kid. Every child shall have the Mitzad Olulab, especially when they make a case of a Brach over here. Negate the lochus. We'll come down the page over here. First, you have to realize a cotton, there seem to be three levels over here. Someone who's lav baravono, let's call him till 1-2 years old. There's someone who's a baravono, let's call him a 4-5 year old. There's someone who's a bar chinuch, from 6 and 7 and above. To explain each one. First, the idea of a lav baravono, a person doesn't understand anything. That means a 1-day-old doesn't understand. And the same thing of a 1-year-old does not understand over here. No, what's going on. First, I'll look at them, explain each one after. I'm saying I'll look to explain what that means practically. There are two types of people over here. There's the parents, and there's others that are not the parents. So first, to get to the parents, how do we have these three alochas? So it's la baravona klal, a 1-day-year-old until the age of 2. It comes out, the Mechaber says two things. Number one, there's the issa of safinon. And number two, a person cannot be margulim, tell him what to go do over here. Very simple. Again, I'll explain what these things are. But they came first together. The second thing, once he's a baravono, once he understands things, or no, he's 4 or 5, lochis and the shibus have called gimel, you mean mafashim from isurim. Number three, once he's a barachinach, once he's 7 or 8, lochis be machanachim and mitzvahs. Those are three levels. Negate the parents. By the fourth point, the Shaitzin, Simon Shin Lamadal, says, negate the Melochas on Shabbos, he does it for the parents. The Melochas, even Issa the Raisa, you have a Pasuk, Atav Vincho Vetecho. Now, with that, he does it for you, even also to have Ban Ochmer. The Melochas, Simon Shin Chofei, Sif Yud. Negate Achim, the three levels over here, with Lam Bar Abon, that's the same thing. And when the 1-year-old, the Melochas is Issa Safino, that means you cannot put a cotton inside a Beit HaKoros, by a coin, even when it's 1 day old. And also the inner of being margulim was also also worth the Mechaber. Number two, the case of baravono, there's no risafa to it. Not like a case of parents of kushim alavim. And number three, by case of barachinach, you have to be mafashim from only lavim, there's no din of being mechanachim. And number four, if he does it for you on Shabbos, says Shartin, only even isidir abonim. That means just what came out, difference between parents and between others are three differences. Number one, negate the sugar of bar havono. Loch is negate the parents, have be mafish from yisurim, love him, and not by negate the acher. They do not have to stop him. Number two, once it's a bar chinuch, negate the parents, you have to mechanachim with mitzvahs. Achim have no dim to mechanachim with mitzvahs. And number three, when doing something on Shabbos for that person, by a parent's deraiso, for others only the drabon. Now to explain what these things mean. what is the age of chinuch? I mean, you're saying a 7-8-year-old is the age of chinuch. Why are you saying that together? So what does it mean chinuch to mechanuch a person? So where this one point out, according to mechanuch a person, that age, you need two things. Number one, he has to know how to do a papayel. That means, for example, by lulav, he has to know how to shake the lulav. Again, to kriya shema, parash shema, he has to be a time that he does not go to sleep. Don't wake him up. He's sleeping already. It has to be something, it's in his realm of his natural way. A 3-year-old does not know how to shake the lulav. No, no shaykhis. A 7-8-year-old knows how to shake the lulav. Has to be something that, number one, he knows how to do a papayel, and number two, he has to know he's doing a maisa mitzvah. When you get a 2-year-old to do something, or 4-year-old to do something, does not understand the concept of mitzvah. He knows Tati says he does it. The idea of a mitzvah is beyond him already. The concept of why Tati says, take it, he shakes, he falls, falls. The idea of mitzvah is not there. So number one, he has to know it's a mitzvah. So the Chodesh does not mean he has to understand the side of the mitzvah. Why are we doing it for it? He does not have to know why you don't have the avonah behind it. But number one, he has to know it's a mitzvah. And number two, it has to be something that's, he can do a mitzvah b'poil. Now, what is that exact age? I like bringing down the Rashi and Brochus and Dr. Zvov says the age is 9-10. 9-10. Maisa Svam do not go this way. Svam seem to say the kid over here is 6-7 years old over here. I mean, Lamashal, Kiddush Friday night. A kid usually knows it's for Shabbos. He understands the age already. It's Shabbos. And not because he just wants a grape juice. My 2-year-old wants a grape juice. He has no clue. He's clueless. I have a 7-year-old by now. Yeah, she knows the kid is coming to Shabbos. Why? Has been coming to Shabbos? She has no idea. But Shabbos, that's what you do on Shabbos over here. She associates the idea of Rotz Hashem. Once she associates the Rotz Hashem, she knows that kind of a kiddush over here, then we're mechanech her for it. What does it mean, the idea over here of Bar Avono, the case of Lavin? So, someone understands something. I have my 2-year-old, I told him yesterday, clean up. Yeah, he listens, put in the garbage, get the soda, get the ice cream, goes, gets it. So is that a bar avono, a 2-year-old? So the way the Chaim explained that's not a bar avono. Bar avono means tzedek hakira leiv. It means even afterwards he understands this concept. I mean, I know I went down last night to the garbage with my kid. Told him to stay on the sidewalk, and I went to go across the street, put in the garbage. I kept checking upon him because he wants to go to Tati. He doesn't understand the concept. He's just a little bit afraid of Tati. But if he knows that Tati won't get upset, he'll just run across the street. The idea doesn't stay with him. There's no avono over there. Like, he might listen to you, or I told him he was in bed 2 nights ago. Bookie chuckle. If I get bookie chuckle, you stay in bed. Of course, I'm making bookie chuckle. He comes out with a big smile on his face. Bookie chuckle. The concept, it doesn't resonate to stay with him. Now, he wants something. The ice cream to get from the refrigerator in the stands. You know, there's certain things. There's no avon over there. It's a lack of avon. Cain does the same idea that Chodesh Shani writes, that he says, when the son of a bar avona, he has to know he can't do it because he's a yid, doesn't do these things. A yid doesn't do these things. That means a 4-year-old knows muksa. A light switch is a muksa. Why is it muksa? Everything is muksa. They understand the yid. My four-year-old will tell a 2-year-old it's muksa, but the concept is not there. That means everyone knows you can yell a kid not to cross the street. But you won't trust your 2-year-old because you turn around, after a couple of minutes, he's not afraid to cross the street. It doesn't resonate with him. So, chore, get him a bar avona, the way this from being down. Either Nishma Shabbos Piskei Tshuva is being down from the age of 3, onwards, or the way how the Lord of Balacha, Chulam Balacha, being down from the Bach, the Yavish, age of 4. Depending upon which kid, I think. So your kids can be 3, so 4. But age 2 is not a barbon. I think also age 3 usually is, but it depends. There are smart kids out there. So but again, I've material, it doesn't resonate with him. You can't get upset with him because he's clueless. And he listens, that's a cool avon. Listening at the moment is not avon. Avon means understanding. There's no understanding over here. Finally, get a monkey to get something also. It's the same thing over here. He's a cute monkey. That concept over here. So again, the idea of bar avon has to be someone who understands the word no. A 4-year-old, a 5-year-old, he understands the concept of no. It might be worth the repercussions to get out of bed. They know the word no. They think, you know, some people have pushovers. But a 5-year-old knows the get out of no. 4-year-old certainly knows. So again, to come out the gate of chinuch, usually Sfarim give, depending upon the case, chinuch is 6-7. The idea of a bar avona is someone who's 3-4. The third thing is the idea of safinon. Now, safinon, the Gemara brings down in the Yevamos, and the Afkuf Yedalot, we have 3 psukim for it. You cannot give a child shuotzim. You cannot give a child a dam. Or a kohen cannot put inside a basic forest over here. The Gemara brings down a tzrichas of why exactly we need all 3 psukim over here. What is the age of safinon? So the Issa V'Hetter says he has to be a bar avono. The Shaitin says we do not go like this, go like a Chai Odom. Once he's 1 day old, there's an Issa. That means you cannot take a Kayin was a katan, one day all, put it inside the basic cross. That lamaisha is usher. Question is, the Gemara in Yavama brings down, I think Kuf Yudalit. So over there, Rabbi Yitzchok, he lost the keys to the base Aknesses. So what did he do? He brought all the kids to go play in the Shusirapim. The kids find the keys. They come over to Rabbi Yitzchok and say, look, I found the keys. So somehow, Rabbi Yitzchok caused kids to carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, or carry Dal Amos Rosh Hashanah over here on Shabbos. What happened inside the Isha of Safina? So the question is, where is Safina when he caused a kid to do something? What's the definition with the Gedda Shabbai? So where the Chavetz Chaim brings down, the definition is like this. Number one, putting inside his mouth, Shrotzim, Chagovim, that's Asur. Number two, says the Chavetz Chaim, putting inside his hand, it's like an automatic thing that puts inside his mouth. It's all saucer. It comes to the word Shema, but something he does automatically numerous times. Number three says the Chavetz Chaim, if you tell him to go do something, go put on the light switch, and he's 2 years old, La Baravona, it's also Safina. However, let's say a child wants to eat outside the sukkah, says the Chavetz Chaim, the sukkah to a man, what to go do? You have Bayam inside the sukkah of Safina. Says the Mishmura, do not put it inside his mouth, do not put it inside his hand, put it in front of him. That's not the chilaget of Safina. What if Yitzchak do? The keys are in front of the children. Once there's a double act, number one, the kid has to pick it up, and number two, the kid has to put it inside his mouth, either outside the sukkah. Or number one, the kid has to pick up the keys, number two, has to bring it to Yitzchak over here, or even myself, you have to run around to go find it. That's the chilaget of not Safina over here. So it comes out, what is Safina? Something happens in Miyad, automatic. But something that's a double act, even though you know the kid's going to eat, he has food in front of him, but he has to pick it up, put inside, that's not the chalikah of Safina. The other thing we spoke out for the sake of Hashmas Kol last month, on the case of Shabbos of a rattle, big tumult, and it's rattle last shake on Shabbos night. Numerous people say, the mice is also, the kid's crying, he needs a rattle, what to go do? So service him, go bottom, to go put inside the kid's hand, he'll shake it. They have a question inside the sugar of Safina. So they put it down in front of the kid, now the kid pick it up and shake it, you move it over slowly without shaking it over here, there's no iser. That's what? The case of Sukkah. That's the case of Chakov in front of him, not Biyad. But Mai should not be Nechel Geder Safina. So again, I think we define very clearly what is Safina, what's Barabona, or what's the case of a Bar Chedoch.
So Safina is even
the Essen,
not to
be the Ishmael. Oh, so let's go. Yeah, for yeah.
The
no, the Gemara says, why do you have a Sukkah over here for? It's even the Essen, I think. Let's define what even the case of Safina. One more step. Safina and the Maisha the Gemara Pesukim, that's the Issa de Raisa Safina. Is there Safina and the Issa de Rabbam? Come on, the Rabbam, and he writes very clearly, even with the very Seifrim, still the Issa Safina, and those are the best of the words of the Mechaber. Mechaber here says that a person has after the Mafushim. I feel the Mosum with the very Seifrim. Very clear, the Mechaber. Atzal Hasheni, Safina, right? That's Safina, right? Atzal Hasheni, there's Rashi in Shuvah. The Rashi, when he writes in Shuvah, he writes Halacha B'Loy L'Maisa. He's causing for the kid's own tzarech. Can you do Safina for the kid's own need? Own tzarech. He gets involved. He wants a taino that if it's not for the child's need, you have a bayav dema aslam misrach. Once it's for a child's need, maybe there is no is Safina. When it's a case drop on. And therefore, the Rashi on Shabbos and Kutum Gimel sounds that way, and the Ran Maisa passes that way. That means number one, if it's Drabonim. Number two, in the case of the Tzarek, the own Kutum, Tzarekoi, Maisa, he wants to be Mekel. That means the Mechabek Gimel and not the Mechalek. Mechabek Maisa Paskins, Safina by Drabonim, also across the board. Asad Hashani, the Rashi, who we're talking about the Ran, Paskins, the Loch is when it's Drabonim, the Tzarekoi, if it's only need, should be Mutter. And the others want to pass in like this Rashba, but I'm on the Ran, Shukhna Khara, the Shabbat Shabbat Chosoi. Maestro, the Mishmur over here has to be a locha, Vimma Bucha, Hani, the sign of the Chavetz Chaim. That means, come along the Chavetz Chaim, the Mishmur, we saw some, like the Machaber, that there is no heter across the board for the case of Fino by Drabons. Yet, he comes along the Bialocha, brings down the Rashba, the Ran, they come along the Paskin, with Tzarka, with the Abodon, the Maestro, can be Mekel. So the question over here is, what do you go do in a situation when the Bialoche brings down the Ziran and Rashba over here? Well, how's the Maisi Paskling? So it sounds like what he's doing. Again, big move of the clone of the Mishnah Berurah. It sounds like he passed like the Mechaber.
He doesn't
don't finish up that you could give him a sefer?
We'll get to we'll finish off what he's saying. But it sounds like, also not that clear what's Maskani. Mishmur is Machmer. The question is, what do you do when the Bialacha says that Mishmur doesn't say? Sorry. That's a question of Kolius. And some argue the point. What do you do? It doesn't say Ayin Bialacha. It didn't say in Shaitin. This is a Bialacha over here. So it sounds like we're saying, Bikit be Machmer than Chav. Machmer Tzarek, Yeshem Melisman. That's what it sounds like he's doing over here. Now the question here is, now how exactly is he taking this, come along and he brings down this Kiveger. Now, first, we're saying over here, the Seder Rashba is, again, number one has to be Litzarkoi, and number two has to be a case of Drabon. Is this a case where even the kid is the Gila Chinuch? Or that kind of Gila Chinuch is a Baravana? What are we discussing over here? We have to. That means you look up at the Rashba inside. Pasha sounds like talking about Kod Megillah Chinuch. The Maharam Shik writes this way, and the Lushim Mordechai writes this way. The one Taina, it's before he hit the age of Chinuch. Again, the Gras wants to argue over here. So those one Taina, in order to be Mekel and be Samech upon this Rashba man, is number one. Three things now. Has to be a case of Tzarkoi, Jabonim, only a Baravonim. Come along Mishmur further, and he brings down Kiveger discussing, can you bring a siddur to shul when the person is what? He's 9 years old over here. The question is what to go do to be samech to make it over here. Now the question is, Ayil Maisa Chinuch is 7-8. I can say he's 9 years old over here.
Who said he's 9?
Kiveger and Shuvah. He said less than 9 years old. So come along Chaim, and then when he wants to answer, we mentioned before, and he's Mitzar Rashi Shita, that the age of Chinuch is 9-10. So he's saying the age of 8 over here, less than the age of 9. Chaim wants to say Chinuch over here, you mitzarf Rashi Shito. Chinuch on some Eichel Amid Maskim cannot be age of Chinuch. That's from Chaim.
Kids read
the Chinuch. Again, Chaim, they asked him, why do this be a loch of Kiveger? You can argue the point. Others don't argue, Maskim. That's what Chaim Maisim wants to answer, he said over here. Lamo, I want to go not this way. That's Aleph. Second is, even if Kiveger, what does the Maisim say to the head over here? Is coming to be summoned upon the Ran of the Rashba, how the Olim seems to be understanding it? Well, maybe there's a difference for the Bialoch, the Beis Yosef, he's down in Ben Yerucham. It says, B'mokam mitzvah, there's no Issa Safinon. Come on, the Mogav Rom, he says, it's also Das Taishus. Well, Das Taishus. The grass goes this way, our Shabbos wants to pass this way. They will come on the Pri Yitzchok, Davatino, and others in Wataino. The Heter of Kiveger is not the Heter, he starts over the Ran of the Rashba. But the head of it, why being Mekel, or Kiveger being Mekel, tells the Sugya of Mitzvah. Nafkmini is basically a 10-year-old, or 9-year-old, or 8-year-old, let's say, once he has Pekeloch, Kodun Shul. In a flat bush, can you give a kid the Pekeloch to take home? What is the heter of this Bialocho? Is the Bialocho mitzvah the Sugya of the idea of the Ram, the Rajbul, the Sarkoi, the Abonon, he needs his Pekeloch over here, the Maisvi Motor? Or no, the heter is the case of a Siddur. Makam mitzvah, they follow my sister's motor.
So why can't you take a siddur for the father?
No.
Yashmini said only he.
For him, but he said phenom for himself.
Mitzvah means also only him?
Sarkar? That's being a sarkar, right? No, what's.
Sarkar and mitzvah?
I don't remember, I forgot. Hey, Laura, I don't remember, I forgot. They come down, my sister want to be silent about this. No, that's simple. I mean, the only one likes quoting it. There's a random rajba out there, so the sarkar and my sister can. Your egg and Meister is not that simple. Where he's going in is less than the chinuch, not by chinuch. Meister's father seems to go more as be not by chinuch. Has to be a case of Yel Tzarkoi, has to be a case of Abonon. Some of Meister may be a case of a mitzvah, Yeshlod, and maybe Yeshmil is Smith Lachal over here. So if he does Meister, also be a psuk over here, it won't be matter. Why the case of Shush Yachdu, Shush Yachdu, Shush Yachdu?
Giving him food in your kippur.
That's not Safini, you have to put in front of the child.
You have to put in front
yeah.
Of
now, just make some practical cases over here. One case I like discussing is, let's say, can you take your lights off and when you hold the child by the light switch? And you'll put on the lights. So first, when he's a 10-year-old, also you have to mechanichim not to. When he's 5-year-old, he's a barbona. You have to also mechanichim. The question really is a 2-year-old. Can you take a 2-year-old, put him by the chair, and walk away and hit by the light switch. What do 2-year-olds do? They do the light switch. So first, take his hand and hit the light switch. That's also you, Michal Shabbos, not the kid. Number two, to put his hand on the light switch. Like Mamashkes Savinon. He has to just move it. The case over here again is putting him on the chair and walking away. Can you, myself, do that? You're causing him to do an avera. But he's not. Now, if you tell him to go do it, and you point him and say, go do it, that's telling him. That's a feeling again, also. I mean, people tell the kid lights with light, but he gets after they washed over here. That's a fina. The kid does you and turns around and smiles. Yeah, that's the right stuff. It's the right stuff for your parent, and for the sibling, it's only double. Why? The question is, when you put him there and you ignore him, don't tell him anything. And he does it by himself naturally. So they point out, if he's swash boy, is there a safinon? No. Is he a barabono? No. Is he a barachinuch? No. So where exactly is Isser? But if Yitzchak took kids, and they brought him to the Rishus Yavim, they picked up, and they brought him to Yitzchak over here. So where exactly is Isser? Therefore, what? So the law of Nena, he points out, it's very good. The get of a cotton like a guy. The guy, if he does it for himself, there is no Isser Anah. So cotton doing it for himself, there is no Isser Anah. That means my two-year-old, one time he made pizza on Shabbos, right? He came along, I woke up in the afternoon, I see the hot pizza on the floor, my two-year-old, and all the kids around, Tati, can we go eat it over here? So first I asked my two-year-old exactly which oven he's making. He points to the bottom one, not the top one. Then I went to my wife, asked him which one's Melchix. Why tell me the bottom one, not the top one? So my kid knew better than I did. Then we had a hot pizza over there. The question was, can you go eat it? So we pointed out, since he did it for himself, and not for the siblings over here, for anybody else. So you said, that's the Gershimi Mutter. The only question we got to later on in the Chaburah, we have Bayah, the Lachan Sivdal, the Mishin Chofei. That what? You should know that. If you don't know, it's your problem. Fine. Having it all? No, he does it himself. We'll get to finish the case. I just went over the tangent because he started off.
What is it?
So back to light switch. We have over here, again, the question is, can you put a kid on a chair and you can put on the light switch? So nice, the Bris Olam says, again, no Safina, no Avon, no Bakhan, no Mabaya, the Chodeshani, the Is, no problem. Rafal Kamaisen, no problem. Mikhail Sefer, Rafal, no problem. Mikhail Sefer over here. Sharkosi, the Orch Shabbos, and Nubus HaMashir, Maisi writes down Chelet Bez over here. Maisen, what should be the Isser? Now, first, to be practical, I'll get to two sides. First, be practical, do not do in front of Amarasa. Because they, what you could do, put the kid by the chair, they do not realize exactly what to go do over here, and then they'll go, or they'll learn from you, and they'll do it, and put the kid on the light switch over here. You can't do it in front of Nashim or Rats, and people will learn from you. Anyone who does not understand what's going on over here, you can, Mamash closing a mikshel, similar idea as to give questions, similar to your Zayin. Don't do things that are technically mortar in front of people who will misconstrue or misunderstand what you're doing over here. A second way, the Orfa Shabbos, when he gives Shia about it, he says, so for fun, to show you guess, hold the kid by the light switch, and guys, look, up and down, up. No, we don't do it for fun. It has to be a tzarif over here. Fine, that's one mahalach, those my show are makel. Now, there are those who want to be machmer, but let's go with the mekilin's mahalach, which again, I think is very stark. Machmim, yishlon, where they're coming from, again, the armakaris. Even the tzad to be makel, I'd make clear, I said, case you put a kid in the chair and you walk away. Well, people want to know, can they hold the kid in the arms? And I'll talk to somebody, I'll know my kid, and my kid's getting bored, and go up and do the light switch. Can I hold my kid? Now I put him on the chair. What's the shayla? Is it nichol get him shnayim shosu? Probably not. But more is nichol get him mesayayo. You're helping him. He needs you. So can you hold him by the light switch? Again, mesayayo, you have the problem. He has no issue, but I got this, sir. To putting on a light switch.
For me, but
is it mesayayo to a guy? On Shabbos? He has no issue. Is it mesayayo to a guy? Is it Messiah? Is no shlich as the guy? Is it Messiah to a guy? Messiah to behemo?
No.
Oh, so that's a great question. So that's a better answer. So Maisa, it's Simon Shin Chofches and Simon Shin Mem. The question is, Machalik Taz and Shach is Messiah. Machalik is Negeta and Sugi Vagoy. Maisa, Mishabura passed on the Shach, and where a person can go this way, there is no Geta of Messiah. Therefore, it should be, if no Messiah, you can hold the kid by the lights, which Maisa is not that simple. The two cases in Shinchov Ches, negates the Sugya of a Chaylo, negates his teeth over there, as a Chaylo, there's no Messiah to go to help him to remove a tooth, negates the Sugya. Over there, come on the ground and says, as a Chaylo, will not be Mach Messiah and Shabbos. Negates the Simon Shin Mem, negates an Isha, going over to go to cut her nails over there. The Messiah to go to call it gracious over here. Says the Graz, Mokam Mitzvah will not be Machna Gate to Sugi Messiah. So maybe Dafka will Mokam Mitzvah, Mokam Chulil won't be any Gate Messiah. That's the Mishavu is passing. Otherwise, to be Machmer. So I went over to Rav Rubin and I asked him this question: when you're being Mekel by the light switch, if you hold Bikin is Messiah, except usually it's Mokam Mitzvah, or Mokam Chulil, usually the Tzarek for it. So I have no problem being Mekel even you're holding by the Kim by the light switch, because Messiah, even if there is Nisr, well, no, you're holding no Messiah. So he told me, no problem, Messiah. Not even Messiah, no Isser. I try to argue why that's so, with the courage back and forth about it.
No. Which type of
Messiah? This Messiah, this Messiah, this Messiah, if I remember correctly. If I remember correctly, yes. The Ritual Machias, yeah, I think this is. Maisa, at the end of the day, he came along and said, there is no Messiah, even with Anachel, Anah Mitzvah, there's no Isser. Kami Yishlov, I try to argue the point. It wasn't a friendly give and take, so either way it should be mutter. Either way, I think whether it's there is no Messiah in all cases, only there is no Messiah, Makom Mitzvah, usually what I put in the light for, you need a light in the room, Makom Mitzvah anyway. That's very practical. Again, the others will argue different talk about this way, but I think that's, again, the starkest war is where's the Isser? It's very hard to point out where's the Isser by a 2-year-old. Like, you know, tell him to go do it, I'm not telling him, and I'm being Ruggle, not Ruggle to go do it. Regilus, has to be regilus to it, one time. Yeah. Every week again, go do it, yes, you got an issue. You still have issues, but yeah, no, we don't do that way. We don't set up that way. Well, a barakoni, after we should be a sir. Now, Nieto be mafush misurim, so again, by a parents, once he's a barakoni, he's mafush misurim. What about Nieto achirim? Do you be mafush from an isur or not? That means we have the Gemara that says, "Ein bezin mitzuv lafrishay." Now, first of all, it means "ein bezin," not dafka bezin. The klal means everybody, just as parents, and others are not in the category of bezin over here. So we paskin says the Mishabura, so called Zayin, "Ein bezin mitzuv lafrishay," meaning on every single person over here. And the question is, are we discussing over here being mafish from an istrabon, istaraisa, which what are we mafish from over here? So Beikir come on the Paiskim, Paisus, Tor, Mechaber, the Ramban, they Paskim, whether the Rabban or the Raisa, you do not have to Mafreshim. That's Aleph. Second, by Cherim. Meaning to Cherim. Second, if you're saying over here that the kid is a Barabon, you have to don't have to Mafreshim. What about the Barachinuch? That means, again, a parent, Barabon, 4 or 5 year old, you tell the kid no. By a Cherim, a 4 or 5 year old does not have to tell the kid no. What about he's a 7, 8 year old? He's a bar chinuch. Do you have to be mafresh him to be assumed he's a bar chinuch achirim, others? Machlokes among the Rishonim. Maisa tais Rishonim to his mother Sadash wants to be mekel, and that's the words of the Mechaber Pashtus. Hello, come on, tais the Shabbatav Kukhov Aleph. Maisa wants to be machmer. And therefore, the Ramos says, by the case of yet to be machmer when he's a bar chinuch, says the Mishabur negate the case of the Raiso. That means Mishabur quotes the Chayodom. It says, by the Raiso, of a bar chinuch, a cherim have to be mafreshim. I mean, sometimes people see a kid who's a 10-year-old doing something on Shabbos. And not your kid, you want to ignore the kid. He puts on the heater. He's carrying a shisri rabbin. Whatever he's doing over here. Come down the kohen lechom tzchaim, you have to be mafreshim. Chayodim, Rishonim. That means people just don't like getting involved with other children. As I say, not that way. It says very clear, he's a bar chinuch, you have to be mafresh.
Every time it says Bezin, it means
everything else? Bezin means everything else, which was a Kodzain, I think. It means everybody else. Everyone has the nice of Bimah for sure. Right? That's what it says, a Kodzain. What do you call Odom HaFishim Yisroi? Right, that's what it says. So again, so that's the gate to Bimah for sure. Parents starts by a Barabono, and goes on by Ketanim, it starts by Achim, it goes by Bar Chinuch. Now, the gate.
Oil or Bedim?
No, so the sort of chinuch beklali is not physical. The sort of chinuch is to get them when they get old to go do it. We try to mechanic them in a healthy, happy way that we want them in the future to keep on doing it. Pashtun not for you. I don't know if that means. Maybe I'm not sure what you mean. The Bible school.
You have a 12-year-old and you say chinuch.
After Chocho, what? The Samadam Recho. Chavos Chaim says that. Right? You have said a person from only a physical Toshke Nitzchias in Cheskenach, right? That's not Aisha Bezoshtay. But negate the sugya of Chinuch, negate the parents. You have to, once he's a Bar Chinuch, you have to mafish him from Lavim, you have to metav him in mitzvahs. Whether it's Nasei, whether it's a Losh Say, the Maishna is no different over here. Now, the question is, can you get a child to do an Avera that he does not know what he's doing? Even a 4-year-old, even a 5-year-old, he does not know what happens over here. The classic example is, the refrigerator, the light is on. And when you open the door, the light goes on. But the kid, if you ask a 4-year-old, he thinks the light is always on. Well, close it open, he knows the light goes off. No meaning he might know it goes off, because he knows every Shabbos you have to go change it. But the problem is, he doesn't understand this concept over here. Or the fan in the refrigerator, that you always you stop the fan, he does not know. A kid who does not know anything, or a 2-year-old, who does not know anything, like even a 2-year-old, can you tell your 2-year-old, who is La Barbono, come to open up the refrigerator door? Because La Barbono is a Sefinon, to go tell him open the refrigerator door, or can take two ages, either a 4-year-old does not know, or 2-year-old certainly does not know, you go tell him it's Sefinon. So, the question is really the closest again, the sugya of segregation in Miskavin. Tell a cult to take a bench from one place to another, make a chutz upon the ground. Is there a segregation by a cult? So we went through the sugya of Enem Miskavin, segregation, we discussed the Chakira, Vulchanan, it's known Shail over here. Is he soy kavana for one act, gives you kavana for another? Or no, the one pula is Hainuach. The person comes here, kavana for combing, is a segregation for also the idea of Tlish over here. One kavana gives you kavana for a second. No, Hainuach, that's a Chakira. Be'ikah among the Svarim, be'ikah among the Svarim, they come along and decide, Kavana for one, give me Kavana for another. We have numerous rice to see side over here. Never built upon this, the Is of Scheinberg, it says, tell a Kushan, open the refrigerator door. Because he did not know his lack of Kavana, lack of video here. The Is Chadashani, the Shema Shabbos. Now the children of Malacha in the old prince, new Shabbos homes, he wants to change of sack. And he has a right from Mishabruan, Simin, Reish Laman, Reish. Ayin Zayin. Not Chloe, as I is. Nice, there's a Shaka Svartse over here that a kid who's 4-year-old on the refrigerator, or even if it's only a kid who's 2-year-old, no Isser, because he's not on sound happy over here. And again, a secret secret should not be a problem. Now, because that's not Messiahis to what, the gate to Mira? That's his act. It's a different secret. Going is different why secret is more term. The gate to this idea may be more practical because no one is going to leave it on the line of the refrigerator is the gate to intercoms. Now, you have an intercom in the child's room, you want to have it on, and you want to go sleep somewhere else, let the kids sleep quietly, and you want to hear the kid cry. Kid cries, no intercom, it's not healthy for the child to scream his lungs out, even though some people think it is healthy. But there's a limit even how long he has to scream. So the question is, can you have an intercom on Shabbos? So first, practically, a lot of intercoms are movable, the light goes up and down, the red light's over here. They say just as little Shabbos, turn upside around, so facing the wall, the red light's over there. Not see go up and down. It's not us covered Shabbos. Mitzvah, the idea over here is they point out, number one, when you walk in the room, you have to be quiet. You cannot make the sound go on. You still have an answer. For the kid, Maisa, come on the place, you want to know, he's not Barabono, he has no idea what's happening over here, it's not Miskavit, no Sikratio. Therefore, the Minchas Osho or Rabbi Yad say, if he wants to go this way, clearly there's no problem. I know those who want to ask her, say, what? Oh, they come along as a Shemos call. They point out Mokhmat Sarech is mutter, and therefore I think one of the Swarms say that you should make sure Minchas Osho says make sure it's not outside the house or low enough that you can hear it, but maybe other people in the Maaseh should not hear it. But Maaseh Shemos call Mokhmat Sarech is mutter. Mokhmat Sarech is mutter. What?
Other people in the house
here. If whatever the Sarech is mutter, we learn this to go as Shemos call the Rishon Beis. I won't make Mokhmat Sarech hearing kids cry. For at least the mother is Mokhmat Matzarech. There must not be a problem over here. Maish just a Messiah. The Yisr Chaim, what's the side of Chinuch? And then, very simple, but the concept is brought all over the place. Eimusha Yetzliach Av Bechinuch Abonim, Rak Im Av Atzma Yer Dugmul Abnoi. The only way Matzliach is you lead by example. Very important you side over here. You gotta lead by example. That's local.